This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Good afternoon, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, and welcome to not the first edition, but the first edition of the second week of The Point with Bill Crawford. I am Bill Crawford, and I'm joined by producer Brian Temple today, as he just gave me a left-handed salute. You don't salute with your left hand, Brian.
Well, I'm a lefty, so what do you want?
Okay, well, I'll give you five demerits for that one.
Thank you, sir. May I please have another?
Yes, you may please have another. We're here to inform and entertain, and we want to hear from you. There's many ways you can listen to us. You can go to talkradiowzzn.com. You can give us a jingle at 256-382-0724. And you can also go to the App Store and go to Talk Radio WZZN, download the app, and you can take me with you wherever you may go. You can take me into the gymnasium and plug it into your little headset and listen while you're riding the bike or the elliptical. You can't take me with you when you swim laps, but there's probably going to be a way to do that one of these days. But we are certainly glad to be here. Last week, if you happen to join us, essentially the first week of any show is sort of like a shakedown cruise, where you work the bugs out, you see what's going right, you see what's going wrong, and then you adjust fire on that. And frankly, I think our first week was okay. We didn't really have any bugs, but knock on wood, hopefully that won't happen again. But I'm reminded of the movie Papillon, which is one of my favorite movies. And at the end of the movie, Steve McQueen, who plays the criminal Papillon on the Devil's Island down in the Guianas, he escapes by jumping over the cliff on a bag of coconuts. And as he's floating off to sea on the back of the bag of coconuts, he looks up into the sky and he goes, "I'm still here, you bastards." And I'm still here, folks. After 1 week, Brian and I are still here, just like Steve McQueen floating off on that bag of coconuts. Now, one thing, if you didn't join us last week, one thing I've wanted to do was just to maybe perhaps so you can connect with me a little bit better, is just to give you a little bit of an idea about who I am, where I'm from, and how I came to be in the radio business, because it is not a normal path by any stretch of the imagination. I am from just up the road in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. If you watch the local weather with Jordan Dressman, you will see us on the map. And in Lawrenceburg, I left there in 1976. I had received an appointment to West Point. And so I decided it was time to go off to West Point. And when I left, it was kind of a, you know, we didn't have a whole heck of a lot in Lawrenceburg. And I had a big suitcase, and it wouldn't shut. And so my grandfather cut a stretch of clothesline off, and we tied that thing shut. And that's what I took with me to West Point. And my mother gave me $100. And I took it and put it in an envelope and stuck it inside my underwear, because I had never been to any kind of a big city before. And when I got off the plane in LaGuardia Airport, I was riding around in the cab going, "Oh my gosh, turn this way, turn that way. I've never seen anything like this before." So I took the grand tour of New York City. And by the time I got to the Barbizon Hotel, there was nothing left in my envelope in my underwear. So thank God she had given me a couple of checks. So I cashed a check and went off to West Point and ended up graduating in 1980, where I was commissioned as a second lieutenant, first in the field artillery. And later, I transferred to Army Aviation, which was one of the best things I've ever done. I was in the 101st, where I commanded two units up there. One was an Aero Scout unit in the Air Cavalry, which was a whole lot of stories from that for another day, and also an attack helicopter unit in the Air Cav. And that was a great thing. I stayed there for many, many years. One of the things I did while I was in the 101st was the Army had developed or was developing a new helicopter, which eventually became the Kiowa Warrior OH-58D. The first four of those were on my hand receipt. I was in charge of them in the Army. We took them out to Fort Hunter Liggett and tested them, and it was a lot of fun, but I wouldn't want to do that again. After that, I went to the Federal Republic of Germany, which was quite a unique thing. I commanded an air cavalry company over there near the border. I was the training officer for a division of 20,000 people, and also learned to speak German pretty well. Ich kann sehr gut Deutsch sprechen. Still, I can speak the old German language. Don't use it very much. I came back from there right here to Huntsville, Alabama, where I was a test officer for a black munitions program out on the base called the Brilliant Anti-Tank Missile, which still is in existence. I don't think it was ever deployed while I was on active duty. Once leaving that, I actually was offered an opportunity to get bought out of the Army in 1992 with a program called the Voluntary Separation Incentive, which I took. I was in the right place at the right time and looking for something to do. I was here in Huntsville. My wife was from Birmingham. We decided to move there. And I put an ad on myself in the newspaper that essentially said, West Point grad, top quality person available immediately, seeks employment, can handle most any task. Surprisingly, somebody answered that ad, and they called me up, and they asked me if I wanted to be the executive vice president of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders, which I did. And I did that from 1992 to 2006. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was when the housing industry was booming. The goose was flying high. And a trade association, if you don't know, that's an entity that's like a trade union, with the exception of the fact that not everybody works under the same roof. It's a unity of all kinds of industries and businesses that are affiliated with a certain industry. And we went from the 38th largest trade union association of our kind in the country to the fifth. By the time I left in 2007, and I decided to go on an ill-fated adventure in real estate as a management position with Keller Williams Realty here in Alabama. And when I took that job, it wasn't 2 months later that the housing industry died. The bubble burst, and all those management positions were gone. So I was, for the first time ever in my life, without employment. And I said, well, what am I going to do? So I threw a resume out to a few places in Huntsville up here, where I had heard that they were, that if you had helicopter experience and an engineering degree, you would be in demand. I found out that was in fact the case. I accepted a position as a contractor supporting MRDEC, the Aviation Missile Research Development and Engineering Center, where I worked until my retirement, this December 31st, doing all kinds of cool things, neat stuff, mainly with aviation and developing new helicopters, developing requirements for new aviation, working a lot with West Point cadets, bringing them down here for engineering positions, which one of them I brought down here for an engineering job was my son. He really enjoyed that. And that was just a great job, and it was a great career. And how that career ended was this year when President Trump and Elon Musk decided that they wanted to reduce the size of the government. They developed a program called the Deferred Resignation Program, which meant you could resign and then retire. So that's what I did last March. I resigned with a retirement date of December 31st. And now I'm here. I'm married. My wife is an accountant named Ann. I have two children. One is Barrett Crawford, who is on the Arsenal. He's a West Point grad, and he's a captain promotable now, soon to pin on his major's rank. And my daughter Leah is a graduate of the University of Alabama with all kinds of honors. She actually married my son's roommate from West Point, and they live in Alexandria, Virginia, with our grandson Walter, and they are pretty much hunkered down today because it's pretty cold up there. So how in the heck does somebody with a background like that get into radio? That's kind of odd. Well, one of the things I did when I was with Amardic is I was the public affairs officer, which means I was the government employee who was entrusted with all the media relations for our entity. And that's how I got to know a lot of media folks. And also back when I was in the Home Builders Association, I was on the radio and TV a lot talking about the housing industry. Well, when I was here in Huntsville, I became active with the West Point Alumni Association, and we have more alumni here than any place except Washington, D.C. And I was at a meeting one day, and the board of directors was complaining that Army football, even though this is an Army town, never gets any coverage whatsoever on the paper, on radio, or anything. So I grabbed up some material. I went and knocked on the radio station's door. I met with the general manager and said, you need to carry Army football. And they cogitated over that for a while, and they came back and said, you know, we're going to do that, but we want some local guy to do a lead-in show to the games. And I looked at him and I said, well, hey, that's me. I'll be glad to do that. No worries whatsoever. Well, that was 15 years ago, and I've been doing that show, Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff, during football season for 15 years. We've got a pretty good following on that. Our show, actually, myself and my co-host Steve Kripe were invited to the White House with the Army football team a couple of years ago, the only member of the media to get that invitation. So we were pretty proud of that. And so that's how I came to be here in radio chatting with you folks. This past year, the station owner, Wes Neighbors, said, hey, we really want to do something on talk radio WZZN. We want to have somebody talk about local issues and somebody who we think can carry the show. And they pointed the finger at me and they said, that somebody is going to be you if you want it. So here I am. That is the Bill Crawford story in a nutshell. And I know it's not normal. It's not like, you know, most people go to the Army, retire, they do something along those same lines. Well, that's not the case here. I wanted to try something different, and try something different I did. So here I am with you guys, myself and Brian. We're here for 2 hours a day, every day, Monday through Friday. You can call us at 256-382-0724. One thing I did want to mention that we're going to start doing is we're going to have some segments that might interest you on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Pardon me, got a little frog in my throat. We're going to have a segment called Veterans Corner where we're going to highlight stuff that veterans need to know. Wednesday afternoon at 2, I'm going to have a segment called The Redstone Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn, so you can kind of see what's going on behind the scenes out there. And on Friday afternoons, it's going to be Friendly Friday where we're going to talk about good stuff. And Brian, I think we're ready to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by our first guest, which is State Representative Rex Reynolds from House District 21. Thanks for listening. Remember the phone number, 256-382-0724. Give us a call if you get a chance.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm, the Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm, the Lackey Law Family, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal. And we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
What's better than two end zone sports bars? Three end zone sports bars. And we have you covered with our original location on University across from Red Lobster in Jones Valley on Cecil Ashburn near Carl T. Jones, and our newest location in the Midtown District on McMurtry Drive opposite the Target Plaza. All locations feature the NFL Sunday Ticket, Tuesday Half Price Burgers, and Wednesday $1 Jumbo Wings all day long. You're never far from the end zone. End Zone Sports Bar. This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. I am Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, and we're here for our second segment of the day, and we're joined by a great guest, and I'm going to introduce him and then bring him right on. We have Representative Rex Reynolds from House District 21. He's been our representative there since 2018, but that is not certainly where his story started. Rex is a Huntsville native who attended Madison County Public Schools and later earned a master's degree in public safety and administration, justice administration from Auburn. He came here and began his career in 1980 with the Huntsville Police Department, advancing through the ranks. In 2004, he was appointed police chief and later became Huntsville's first public safety director in 2007. He also served as administrator under Mayor Tommy Battle before retiring from city service in 2013. And now, since 2018, he has been our representative for Madison County, and he is the chair of the House General Fund Committee. Did I miss anything, Rex?
No, Bill, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, we're glad to have you on. I don't know if you recall, but you and I bumped. I usually do a stint as a judge in the Veterans Day Parade, and you and I bumped into each other down there one time. So
We did.
That was a cold one that day. So tell us what's happening with your race. I know you're obviously qualified and you're running. How's it going so far?
Well, it's going good. You know, we do have a Democratic opponent, but, you know, we're right in the middle of session. And of course, as you mentioned, I'm responsible for the Ways and Means budget. And so certainly got a lot of work to do in Montgomery. And I'm going to just stay focused on the work, stay, you know, visible in the district as I always am. And then we'll just see how the primary, you know, wrecks out there. If, you know, some uncertainty with my district. We don't know how many people's in my district. We have so much growth. You know, my district starts at Drake Avenue, goes north into the state line. So that's where a lot of our rooftops have really grown between downtown Huntsville, Meridianville, and Hazel Green. So we'll just continue to do what we're doing and stay focused on that. And then when we get through May, it'll be time to buckle down on the campaign trail.
Well, let me ask you this. By the way, that is something I've never thought of before. How many people are actually there? You only count them, what, once every 10 years?
Well, that's right. We typically have 49 to 50,000 in a district. But somebody was telling me the other day that my district could have as many as 70,000 now, and we just don't know what that addition will look like. You know, we were in about a 67% district, Republican, but now today we don't know what that looks like.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out come May 19th. But
that's right.
Well, let me ask you this. The general fund, the House Ways and Means Committee in the state of Alabama, I would imagine that a lot of people listening to the show today have really no idea what that is. So tell us a little bit about what that committee actually does and how important it is to our state.
Yeah, so, Bill, you know, we have two budgets in Alabama. We have the Education Trust Fund, which Danny Garrett, one of my friends and chairman, chair that seat. And then I've got the Ways and Means General Fund. So we fund all other critical services in Alabama, from Malia to the prisons to Medicaid, DHR and pardons and parole, just, you know, any of the services side, that's what we fund. And we, last year we had about a $3.7 billion budget. And that's the largest budget in the history of Alabama.
Well, are there any budgetary issues that are going to be a sticking point this year? Or is it going to be kind of smooth sailing for the dear old state of Alabama?
You know, Governor Ivey sent over what I feel like is a very conservative budget. And this year, more than the last 3 or 4 years, it's got to be a conservative budget. You know, we were blessed. When I first went in there with Speaker Ledbetter in 2023, and he appointed me to this position, we had over $1 billion in ARPA funds, federal dollars, that we put out to our agencies. And then that year we were $3.6 billion general fund. And what we saw was an interesting timing that when we got that little over $1.06 billion, a lot of that went into our treasury accounts until people drew them down through a grant process. Well, as you know, in 2022-23, the rates started climbing, interest rates. And most of the treasury accounts out there, regardless whether it's on the education side or the general fund side, the interest comes to the general fund. So, Bill, we were seeing $40, $45 million additional revenue per month. And so we didn't want to grow government, and we were really able to focus on one-time capital needs within our cities and our counties. And then also for our state agencies. And as you know, we're building a new state house. We've been able to put back about $70 million a year cash toward that so we can draw down that debt service. So it was just an interesting time. But as the federal guidelines say, all that ARPA money has to be expended and out of our accounts by December of 2026. So we've got about $500 million left in those accounts, but we know by December it's going to be gone. So we've got some additional revenue this time. We could have as much as $80 million additional over what the governor has reflected in her budget. But we don't want to spend that money. We need to push that money to the 2020 8 in 2029 budget because we know it's going to get tight.
Well, now you, I'm an old Army guy, so I'm used to walking in the world of acronyms, but you used one that I'm not familiar with, and that's ARPA. Could you please tell me what that stands for?
Yeah, if you recall, that was that American Recovery Act, and that was to put federal dollars out into people that suffered during COVID. You know, we put $100 million into our hospitals, $100 million into our nursing homes. We supported our veterans organizations. We did telemedicine, rural hospitals, and just really focused on broadband was a big deal. We were able to capture that one-time money for a lot of broadband. And so that's that again. That money's got to be gone by the end of this year. So we know things are going to get tight. I mean, Alabama's economy continues to be strong. I always say I see a confidence in spending in Alabama, and as you see the growth up here in North Alabama, it's just like I don't think we can get through a week without announcing another company, another plant, industry, manufacturing, somebody coming to North Alabama.
Well, without doubt. I mean, that's all you got to do is open your eyes and see what's going on. And also, if you drive around Redstone Arsenal, you'll certainly see a lot of ground being broken out there. But one thing you just mentioned briefly, you mentioned rural hospitals, and just some of my reading and studying of issues in Alabama states that rural hospitals are having issues, and they're going to shut down, and people are going to have to drive long ways to get medical care. How is the state addressing that issue, or is it an issue you can even address?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, myself and Chairman Garrett agreed to move some legislation for a tax credit for rural hospitals. We did cap that at $20 million. And I can report year one, they've already pulled in $17 million of that. So that's funding that's going directly to our rural hospitals. And we did put a sunset on it just because of the uncertainty of what our funds were going to look like. But, you know, the other, you probably heard recently, but we had the Rural Health Transformation Act. That's where our federal delegation was successful in getting us, supposed to have been $100 million per year for 5 years, and we had an option for a second $100 million. I really didn't think we would get that year one because it had some politics tied to it, you know, related to your certificate of needs for your hospitals and your ability to get a waiver for SNAP program. And we had not done that in 2025, so we didn't think we'd get that credit, but we were just amazed when we were awarded $203 million for year one. So that again, that's money going directly to our rural hospitals, and I'm hoping we can sustain that for the next 5 years. That is making a true difference. One key thing about that money is, though, particularly related to one-time federal dollars, is it's got to be sustainable. Part of their grant process to get that money, you've got to show the state how you're going to sustain that moving forward. And as I commented the other day at a conference, the definition of sustainment is not coming back to the general fund. So we want them to stand on their own 2 feet, move forward, and continue to do what they're doing in our rural areas.
Well, speaking of that, just for a little clarity on my part, for rural areas, how do you define that? Is it like on population? Like I assume Huntsville, Alabama doesn't fit that definition. So how do you determine what is one and what is not a rural area?
Well, it is a median income, you know, kind of combination there. But, you know, with Huntsville Hospital here, and they've stepped up and taken on a lot of these rural hospitals. And so they would be able to file for that funding. So we've got, Huntsville's a big city, but we've still got rural areas within our district. And the definition that came down with that funding certainly allows anybody in a rural setting to apply for those grants.
Well, now, speaking of healthcare, hospitals, things of that nature, you know, one of the big sticking points, I think, in the past government shutdown was the healthcare and how that was going to shake down. Is Alabama doing anything to help folks who need healthcare assistance at all?
Well, we do, you know, so as you know, we do the CHIPS, right? That's the Children's Health Insurance Plan. And we spend, I think we'll hit $45 million, I think it is, for CHIPS this year. That funding does come out of the general fund. We're going to try to move a little bit of that over to the ETF. So we certainly do that. Of course, you know Medicaid. Medicaid's
right.
One of my biggest funded agencies. We were over $1 billion last year. They came in flat this year in the governor's budget, but we know we'll see another spike next year. And that's really, you know, probably the 52% of who we have on Medicaid are children. And then most of the others are disabled and not able to work.
Well, and that's a good thing. You know, those are people who should have that kind of a benefit. One other question, you had mentioned SNAP, which is something also that came up during the discussions of the shutdown of the federal government, that people were not going to receive those benefits. Is that now an issue in Alabama, or is that taken care of?
Well, we're working on it. As you know, and they have said this publicly and even nationally, you know, we've got to get what's called our error rate down. And, you know, an error rate inside DHR could be administrative. It could be on the person that's supposed to file the reports, don't get it in by the end of the month. But we've got to make sure we get that part right. And then secondly, we've got to audit the system. And that a lot people that are on SNAP have to reapply this year based on the language and the new law. And I think that's a good thing. We need to purge the system. And if we've got fraud within SNAP, and even in Medicaid, we need to find it and get that out of there so that we can sustain both programs long term. We will see an administrative cost to the general fund go up in the 27 budget, and we've worked some things out, and I'll be carrying some legislation on how we're going to pay for that administrative jump. And so again, we see an increase on the Medicaid side. Not as much on the SNAP side. I think you will see a piece of legislation moving this year. Not sure exactly what that's going to look like, but removing some of the sugary drinks and candies off of SNAP. And then I'm also going to move a bill that's going to add rotisserie chicken back onto it. So we want to replace that within SNAP to give them nutritious food.
Hey, I'm all about rotisserie chicken. That's good stuff, especially the stuff they put out at Publix. It's great. Just a couple of more questions, and I'll let you go. Firstly, let me thank you graciously for giving us some of your time today. But I'm going to give
Absolutely.
You the Bill Crawford magic wand. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm giving it to you for the next couple of minutes where you can wave it and say, if I could change one thing in the state of Alabama with my magic wand, it would be this.
Well, I think I'd have to immediately go to a new revenue stream for the general fund because, again, we fund the most critical services, and I would love to have an unlimited purse to hire as many law enforcement corrections officers that we could, ensure they've got the nicest cars, the best equipment. I'd like to, you know, to provide employee raises so we can be competitive in the workforce. So I think that one wand would be a new revenue stream.
Well, I'm not going to let you have that because I need that myself. So
I hear you.
Well, hey, one more question, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Is tell our listeners why they should vote for you.
Well, certainly, I've always said I was blessed to work in city government, local city government, for over 35 years. And certainly valued the time that I spent with Mayor Battle, the 8 years with him. He's just a very intelligent man. You know, he understands the commercial side, the growing Alabama, growing Madison County. So it was great to work with him and working with the budgets. And so I took that experience and went to Montgomery, really began to focus on law enforcement and public safety across our state. And then realized the impact that mental health was having on law enforcement and our police officers and our jails. And so me and some of my other colleagues really jumped into that. We started the first ever joint House Senate mental health committee. From that, now we've grown 6 crisis centers throughout Alabama, put over $400 million new dollars into mental health, expanding access to mental health. You know, right here in Huntsville, we've had the first adolescent wing. Trying to treat some of our youth that are suffering from mental health. And now working with the budget. I mean, North Alabama's never had a budget chair in Montgomery, and we're blessed to have a Speaker of the House, a leader, several key committee people up here in North Alabama, and I'm one of those, and I'll use that to continue to serve in my district.
Well, and I think you have served the district very well, and best of luck in the future. And I see this Auburn degree, so I got to put a roll tide on you. Sorry about that.
I pull for both. I unless they're playing, you know, each other, then I'm an Auburn guy.
All right. Well, hey, I am kind of the same way myself. So that was Representative Rex Reynolds, House District 21, Madison County. And Rex, we're going to let you go, and we're going to go out on a break. And when we come back, I got a little room for my phones, 256-382-0724. Give us a call here on The Point with Bill Crawford, Talk Radio WZZN.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army, who played and later coached for the cadets, and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
AL Cert number 21014.
As we flip the calendar to 2026, the holiday season may have left you a little short in the bank account, but Talon Heating and Air will not leave you out in the cold.
That's right. We're still offering free second opinions and service calls with repairs. In addition to that, we're offering up to $1,600 in TVA rebates.
Very easy to do. If you need that $1,600 rebate, all you got to do is
give us a call at 256-503-4490.
Talon Heating and Air, they're live, they're local, and you can find them online at
TalonHVAC.com.
Who doesn't need to save
$1,600?
Very easy to do. Again, Talent Heating and Air, the number and the web.
That's 256-503-4490 or TalentHVAC.com.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
Tom Luganville here from my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. A cold night ahead of us across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see temperatures fall into single digits for some, while the rest remain in the lower teens heading into Tuesday. A little bit of a warm up, but high temperatures only warming into the mid to upper 30s for the afternoon. Expect to see plenty of sunshine.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we're glad to be here again for week number two. We're still here. We hadn't crashed and burned yet. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout at 256-382-0724. I would imagine quite a few of our listeners are sitting home right now trying to stay warm, wrapped up with a blanket or maybe a good cup of hot chocolate or coffee, or like I do, wrap up in the blanket and put a warm dachshund in my lap, and that does a good job to keep me warm. I know we had some pretty bad weather the last couple of days, not nearly as bad as we thought. I personally woke up to a little surprise Sunday morning when I found that a good bit of my patio furniture, heavy stuff too, had decided to find its way to the pool, and my wooden fence in the backyard had God had decided I didn't need that anymore standing up. So a good portion of that blew down, but we will survive all that stuff. That's kind of what we have insurance for. But I hope everybody survived the storm okay. I can tell you this for a fact, that I've been out on the roads all day, up and down South Parkway, on the side roads, the roads in my residential neighborhood in Southeast Huntsville, and the roads are clear. They're cold, but they are clear, and hopefully they will stay that way. I think all the precipitation has moved out of our area, and if you recall, meteorologist Jordan Dressman on last week, and he kind of nailed it. You know, sometimes the weathermen get it right and sometimes they get it wrong. And he nailed it. He said it's going to go north of us. He said, but ensure that if you're going north on I-65 around Pulaski, Columbia, that's where it's going to start getting bad. And I had some family members who had to go that way for a baby shower, and that's exactly what they said. That was when it started getting bad. So I hope you enjoyed Rex Reynolds. In the next hour, we're going to have my first ever in-studio guest, and that's Aaron Thomas, who's also running for a seat in the State House of Representatives, a good conservative Republican. We want to hear what he has to say. But, you know, one of the things I liked that Rex Reynolds had to say is you see all these problems that are going on nationwide. And if you recall when the government shutdown happened, one of the big issues that really made it into the public eye were the funding of SNAP, because that was going to be withheld. SNAP, in case you don't know, that's what we used to call food stamps. And I don't think that happened. And the other issue was the healthcare thing, where the subsidies or the tax breaks or whatever you want to call them, those were not going to be funded again. And hopefully here in Alabama, if we have people like Rex Reynolds on the job, that's going to be something that's not as devastating in this state, perhaps, as it is in other states. And I also recall the other day, if you recall, we had Marty Connors on, who's the former chairman of the Alabama Republican Party back in the 80s under Ronald Reagan's day. And he said that it was going to be a rather lame legislative session that's happening right now. And hopefully that means no controversy, no trouble, business as usual. Alabama will keep on going. We are in an election cycle. Friday, the 23rd, was the date all candidates, both Democrat and Republican, had to qualify for their offices. And I assume most of them did. And here in our local area, we have got 26 offices that are not statewide, just germane to North Alabama. And my goal over this election cycle between now and May 19th, when the primary comes, and that's when your first opportunity is to vote, I want to get as many of these people on the show as I can so you can hear their platform. You can decide whether or not you think you need to vote for them. And oh, by the way, last week, we had former Representative Mo Brooks on, and I asked him what his plans were for the future, and he said, watch grandkids play basketball and play competitive table tennis, which, sidebar, I'd never heard of that before. But guess what? Mo Brooks has qualified now for a race, and he's going to be running against James Lomax, as both Republicans, so that's going to be interesting. And it's my intent to have both of these gentlemen on the show, maybe even this week, to let you hear what they have to say and see which one you want to vote for, if at all. So with that, folks, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to wrap up the first hour. And then later on, we'll be joined by Aaron Thomas. Brian, get me out of here. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
I'm Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse, who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth? Our 100-plus employees who also embrace the exact same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or is more loyal to their own financial gain than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. Call Trajan today,
256-208-9000. That's 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, now with Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur, where we're jump starting January with low rates, low payments, and low prices on a great selection of new Fords. Right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 customer cash on 25 F-150s, or choose $4,000 in total rebates instead. We've got new 25 Explorers with 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 in total cash. Get 4.9% financing for 60 months on your choice of any new 25 Ford Bronco. Or choose a $2,000 customer cash bonus to get a new 25 Bronco Sport starting at under $29,000. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. We hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All offers on select new Ford models with your good credit. Bronco Sport stock number example 27715T. See us for all the details.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
At Stella at Five Points, living isn't just about having an apartment, it's about living artfully. Imagine waking up with the upscale feel of Atlanta or Nashville right here in the heart of Huntsville. Modern, stylish apartments, open layouts, stainless steel appliances, and resort-inspired amenities. Nestled in vibrant Five Points, you'll enjoy walkability, parks, dining, and quick access to downtown without the chaos.
Stella at 5 points. Live artfully. Live Stella.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Everybody, to The Point with Bill Crawford here on Talk Radio WZZN. You can listen to this show live. Go to our website. Just go Talk Radio WZZN and click Listen Live. And lo and behold, you will hear my wonderful melodic voice. Or you can call us at 256-382-0724. Or you can go to the App Store, which is probably the best way to do this, and search for the app Talk Radio WZZN. Put it on your phone and then take your phone with us wherever you go. If you're driving around, you can take your phone and plug it into your car, and 99% of you will be able to listen to it as you drive. That's exactly what I do when I'm driving around, but we certainly hope you can listen to us however you may choose. And we're going to be joined after our top of the hour break by Aaron Thomas, who is a business owner here, a successful business owner here in the Huntsville area. And he's also running for House District 10. But one thing, I know we're not a sports talk show, but some pretty good football games on yesterday, Brian. Did you happen to catch any of them?
No, I did not. We were working around the house, and I understand that football was really good.
Football was really good, and you know, one of the things that was the most interesting game to me, well, they were all good, but when you saw the Denver Broncos taking on the New England Patriots, started out with a clear sky, very nice, and by the end of the game, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, and it was snowing like crazy. I don't know how they play football in those conditions, and I don't even know if that really allows for a good judgment of who is the better team. But it damn sure was interesting.
Sounds like the weather my father-in-law used to say. Sometimes you just drink bourbon to stay warm.
Well, and sometimes you just drink bourbon to drink bourbon, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
So that was it for the football games yesterday. We now know who's going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be the Patriots making a trip back after many, many trips with Tom Brady. And also we're going to have the Seattle Seahawks. So, going to be good. February 8th, I plan to watch it. Now I'm going to get out of here and go greet our next guest. Thank you.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are climbing ahead of a week of big tech earnings, with four of the Magnificent Seven stocks delivering financial results. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for a fourth straight day of gains, and shares of Apple and Meta are up more than 2% ahead of their earnings release this week. And gold topping $5,100 for the first time, while silver has hit an all-time high and topping $117 for the first time. Quantum computing company IonQ is expanding and is buying semiconductor foundry SkyWater for $1.8 billion. The deal would bring semiconductor manufacturing in-house and boost the development of its next-generation quantum processors. And shares of CoreWeave surging more than 15% after AI darling NVIDIA said it will invest an additional $2 billion in the AI cloud company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, has officially resigned from that position in order to run in the lieutenant governor's race. Wall submitted his resignation letter to the ALGOP one day after President Trump heartily endorsed Wall in this race for elected office. Wall privately resigned and filed his qualifying paperwork without any media coverage in order to not take attention away from all the other Republican races that are going on here in Alabama. Wall says he will officially launch his lieutenant governor's campaign in the weeks ahead. Wall called it the honor of a lifetime to serve as the ALGOP chairman, and he said he has complete faith and confidence in Vice Chairwoman Joan Reynolds, as well as the other ALGOP outstanding staff who will provide leadership going forward. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Gresham Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
State lawmaker Ben Harrison is preparing legislation that would rein in artificial intelligence here in Alabama. Harrison is seeking to hold Grok AI on the X platform accountable for allowing users to create pornographic imagery with the use of photos that are uploaded to the social media site without the consent of those who are in the photos. Harrison's bill incorporates civil action and criminal penalties. One of the Republican Senate primary candidates, Jared Hudson, is also the founder of Covenant Rescue Group, which seeks to stop sex trafficking of women and children. Hudson maintains that child exploitation begins online and says many companies refuse to put in real safeguards to protect children because it cuts into their business profits and bottom line. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
If the bumps and bruises get the best of you this fall season, don't forget about the Friday Night Injury Clinic. Athletic trainers from Huntsville Hospital, Sports Center, and sports medicine physicians from TOC Sports are on hand to provide immediate care for any orthopedic issues that come up late in the game that can't wait until Monday. Count on the Friday Night Injury Clinic during the fall sports season to give you peace of mind. 8 to 11 p.m. on Fridays on the first floor of TOC in the Huntsville Medical District. Call 256-539-2728 for more information.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. A cold night ahead of us across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see temperatures fall into single digits for some, while the rest remain in the lower teens. Heading into Tuesday, a little bit of a warm up, but high temperatures only warming into the mid to upper 30s for the afternoon. Expect to see plenty of sunshine.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And glad to have you here on Talk Radio WZZN. You can give us a call at 256-382-0724. And this being the second week of our show, we have a lot of firsts. And one of the firsts we have is we have our first in-studio guest to our little meager, humble studio that's going to be better one yes, of sir. These days. And our first guest is Aaron Thomas, who is running for Alabama House District 10. Aaron, welcome in.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be considered the first guest on the program.
Oh, no, the first in-studio
guest. In-studio guest, I'm sorry.
Yep. And that's cool. You know, one of the things I normally do when we have a guest come in is I kind of read their bio and get to let people know things about them, but I don't have to do that today because I have Aaron here with me. And Aaron, you can tell us a good bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me help focus that a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about Aaron, the person, first.
Okay. Well, Aaron, the person, is a middle child. I'm the second oldest of four kids. My father is this will be a familiar story to a lot of people in the area. He's a civil servant. And when I was 2 years old, we moved from the Midwest to the Republic of Panama. And from 92 to 99, we lived down in the Republic of Panama. I got to travel all over Central America. And by the time I was 13, I'd been blessed enough to visit all 50 states. And back then, I guess it was 20-some-odd different countries. Mm-hmm. And so in 99, we were put on priority placement coming back here to the States, and we were given an opportunity as a family to move here to Rocket City. So for me, growing up in a third-world country, coming to Huntsville and seeing the Saturn V get stacked up and you know, kind of seeing all of the economic growth and development, it was incredible. And so for me, you know, I really can't imagine a better place to grow up and raise a family and have businesses than right here in Rocket City. It's been fantastic.
Well, a couple of little things that I connect with on that is when in 1982, as a helicopter pilot in the 101st, we went down to Panama. And I flew all over the country, single pilot in my little helicopter up around Gatun Lake.
And, yeah.
And it was pretty cool. It was I remember I flew the length of the Panama Canal, and I was 24 years old in a helicopter by myself. And I just said, am I really getting to do this? Is this really me? It was just unbelievable.
Sure.
And the other thing is when I was at West Point, I was the number one cadet in Portuguese. So I was selected to go to the Brazilian Military Academy exchange program. And that was pretty cool, traveling around that area, working with the Organization of American States. And today, my great knowledge of Portuguese might get me a conversation with a cabbie in D.C. But
yeah, sure. Well, I guess it's better that you learn Portuguese than Russian or something. It's a lot better to go to Brazil than some other places in the world.
So I take it you probably have a bit of fluency in Spanish?
Not so much anymore. I would say I'm barely conversational, but you know, I was fluent at one time, but it's one of those things, if you don't use, you lose. But my dad, just so you know, the unit that he spent a lot of time working with was the 160th, and so
We're
Army aviation people for as long back as we can go. So
well, for our listeners who don't know what the 160th is, it's called Task Force 160th, and it's the quote little black helicopters you always hear about, and they're the ones who recently were engaged in Venezuela and yep. other places like that, and they are some of the best aviators in the world. And so that's a pretty, well, you know, one other thing, little bit of commonality about that is when I was in Brazil, you know, as a young West Point cadet walking around Rio, beautiful, unbelievable, and then I was on the beach at Empanaia, and I saw people living under the boardwalk, and that to me was like an eye-opening experience when I came back. And because down there, there wasn't a middle class; there were the haves and the have-nots,
right.
And that was about it. So you came back to Alabama, and what happened then?
Yeah. So when we moved back here in '99, you know, I was homeschooled, had a really, really, you know, tremendous opportunity to be raised by parents that took a very, very direct and deliberate approach to my education. And so when it came time to enter the workforce, I figured, you know what, if I'm going to end up selling something, I may as well sell something that I enjoy. And so, you know, being a teenage guy, pizza seemed like a pretty good idea. And so I started working at Donato's Pizza and worked my way up from a dishwasher on up and until, you know, eventually was able to purchase that. And my family and I, we own, you know, five locations now, or excuse me, four locations, soon to be five. But, you know, when it came time for me to get married, I was able to marry the first girl I ever dated. And we've been married very happily for 11 years, and we have two beautiful daughters, a 7-year-old and 4-year-old.
Yeah, I met them the other night, and you are right. You do have two beautiful daughters. And I will say this about Donato's Pizza. One of my favorite pizzas is Hawaiian pizza. And I love your guys' Hawaiian pizza.
Thank you.
It's the only pizza, Hawaiian pizza, it has a little extra added ingredient of cinnamon on it. Is it?
Yep. Yeah. It's that, dusting cinnamon. Yep.
That pushes that pizza over the top.
Yeah, that really does tell me where you fall on the whole does pineapple belong on top of pizza discussion. So.
Oh, I think that's an absurd discussion, and I think pineapple absolutely belongs on pizza. In fact,
yeah, congratulations, you've just ostracized half of America.
That is true. And you know, there's even a Facebook page about, you know, should pineapple go on pizzas. But you know, hey, I, you know which side of the fence I stand on. So you can't, did you go right into the business world, or were you homeschooled all the way through college?
No, I was homeschooled K-12, and then I actually was dual enrolled over at Calhoun starting when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And, yep, and was able to get quite a few credit hours, you know, taken care of, and you know, I've got a master's in business administration, but I've always stayed private sector. You know, the plan was for me to save up enough money to get a vehicle and then go and get a job out on the arsenal, and I never really made it quite that far, but it's been working out pretty well for me, so I can't complain.
Well, you know, you do have a job out on the arsenal right now.
Oh, that's true. Actually, I'll say this, and my dad will probably not appreciate me saying this, but I will anyway. It's nice that I actually have access to an office in the Sparkman Center.
Right.
And, you know, so it was a very circuitous way of getting there, but it's nice to finally have that box checked.
Well, how many, don't you have two locations on the arsenal? One
yeah.
in AVMIC or AMARDEC or whatever?
Yeah. One 5400, the I guess, RTC test facility, and then right. the Sparkman Center as well. Yep.
So if you're out there listening and if you're in any of those locations, none of them really have cafeterias anymore. Probably the only option you have is a good Donato's pizza, and there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate it. But you know, for me personally, it's been such a huge blessing to see the news stories that say that Huntsville is such a great place to raise a family, and then also know at the same time from firsthand experience that the news stories are actually getting it right, and it's not fake news. So to be able to actually see all the blessings and opportunities that we have here in this community is just been fantastic, and definitely worth something that we need to protect.
Well, that frankly is what brought me back. You know, I was in the Army here in Huntsville, left, worked for the Home Builders Association for 16.
No kidding.
No, I was the executive director of the Home Builders Association in Birmingham for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And then I came back here to go back into the engineering and aviation field. And the reason I came back here is exactly what you said. If you had an engineering degree and you had flown helicopters, Huntsville, Alabama was a good place to be, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of the 160th guys, they it seems to be that they split their time. You know, half seem to be up in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and then a bunch of the helicopter pilots are down here as well. So it's always nice to see the helicopters flying overhead that have the refueling booms on them. You know exactly who they are.
You know exactly. And by the way, I play every year in the 160th golf tournament out at Hampton Cove.
Oh, you do? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. By the way, just nothing to do with anything of that's germane, but I just had a listener text me and say, no pineapple on pizza. So
see, I told you. Yeah, I thought she said that there weren't supposed to be any major controversial things brought up. But see here, pineapple on pizza, that's the first one.
That is the first one we have brought up. Well, hey, folks, we're going to have Aaron here with us for quite some time. And if you're listening and you want to give him a call, you'll take calls, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, Brian, I think, are we ready for a break yet, or we got a couple more minutes? Brian gave me the thumbs up, so we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with business owner, former Panama resident, Donato's Pizza maestro, and overall good guy, Aaron Thomas. Back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's game development team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
At the Open Bottle, you'll always find something that hits the spot. Settle in with a glass of wine or one of 48 beers on tap. Our patio feels like hanging out with your friends in your own backyard, only with a full service bar and better music. Before you head home, browse our curated wine selection, spirits, or large selection of craft beers to take with you. It's always a good night to stop by the Open Bottle.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, producer Brian Temple, and that music, Brian, I just love that. That makes me feel like I'm about back out on the parade ground at West Point about to do an Eyes Right.
But can't go wrong with Susan.
No, you can't go wrong with Susan. My guest in studio today, my first ever in studio guest, yay, is Aaron Thomas, who's running for the State House of Representatives in District 10. And we were just talking about during the break about, you know, it's a House seat, but it's a pretty important race.
Yeah, it is. I would say second only to the governor's race. It's the one that's kind of garnered the most attention from a state perspective. And one of the big things in that really makes this unusual is I'm taking on an incumbent Democrat in Alabama. And that's a very unusual thing to say, but it's the House seat that the Republican Party lost in 2024 in the special election.
Well, it's especially interesting to say in this area, there's not a lot of Democrats that represent the northern part of Alabama, I wouldn't think.
Well, no, there aren't. But I will say that, you know, traditionally speaking, the people in North Alabama, I would say, are more, they tend to trend more socially liberal and fiscally conservative. And it's a little bit more of a purple area than some of those rural Alabama areas, for sure.
Well, you know, one of the things, and we chatted about this during the break, too, I told you kind of how I got into radio and what motivated me to do that. So what motivated you to say, hey, I'm happy, I got a great wife, two lovely kids, successful businesses, but I want to step into the arena?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the common questions that you get asked a lot. Kind of to go back, in January of 2020, I was able to purchase the first pizza restaurant. And, you know, I was tremendously blessed to be able to work with my parents and do that. And you know, when you spend half your life working for something and you finally have an opportunity in the business arena, it's such a fantastic feeling. Scary as all get out, too. But, you know, it's amazing. And then, of course, you know, COVID happened. And I can remember very clearly, probably a month or two into that, I had a kid that came into the office and he was in tears, and he said, "You know, we're not shutting down the business, are we?" And I said, "Well, no, we made a determination that if we were going to go down, we were going to go down with all of our employees intact. We didn't lay anybody off due to COVID." And I explained that to him, and you know, he said, "Oh, well, thank goodness." He said, "You know, I'm the only one in my family that's bringing any money in." And he was one of six. So both of his parents had been laid off, and he had three other siblings. And when you sit back and you take a look at something like that, you realize you from a community involvement standpoint, you are in the deep end of the pool. And when the decisions that you're making affect so many other families than just your own, it really makes you think outside of yourself even more. And then to further reinforce that, when you realize that, you know, we were a stroke of a pen away from, for me as a family, losing everything that I owned. If the governor decided that restaurants needed to shut down, then there was nothing that you could do. It really makes you think about the impact that common sense governance has on individuals. And so from that point, you know, I determined, you know, I needed to get a little bit more involved. And so the plan was for me to volunteer and kind of be a campaign manager for some really good common sense conservative candidates. And so I studied how to do that. And then some people said, well, you know, you did really good with that. But if you really want to help a candidate, you need to take some training to learn how to be a candidate. That way you can give them some tips and pointers. So I did that. And then, of course,
I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you take that training? Where did you get that at?
There's a place called the Leadership Institute in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Sir.
I've never heard of that before.
Yep. Most people haven't. And, you know, if you're interested in learning the nuts and bolts of leadership from a political standpoint and how campaigns are run, it's a great place to start. And, you know, of course, when we lost the seat in the special election, I was talking to some really, really good, you know, Republican fighters here in the area that have basically dedicated their entire lives almost to public service. And they said, you know, why don't you consider being the candidate and we'll worry about finding you the campaign manager. So that's kind of how I got involved in it.
And when was this, last year?
So it would have been fall of 24. First part of 25. Yes, sir.
Wow. And so now here you are. And
yeah.
You got a big race. You got a opponent who is an incumbent Democrat, like you
yes,
said.
Sir.
It's not something that you see that often here. But I got to ask you this, because
sure.
I think this is really good. This is from one of your websites or somewhere on the internet. And it says, here's what you believe in. Building and I'm going to read them all and then we'll take them one at a
sure.
time. Building and nurturing strong families, maintaining freedom through limited government, developing economic opportunity, and ensuring affordable living. Those are some pretty good goals. Let's start with building and nurturing strong families.
Sure.
How do you do that as a state representative? How can you aid in that?
Well, first of all, we have to make sure that whether it's the job market, our education system, infrastructure, affordable housing, all of those components come together in order to make sure that we have a community that people want to raise a family in. It doesn't matter if you have the best education system in the world if people can't afford to live here. And if you have really, really affordable living, but people have to choose between that and a quality education for the next generation, then you also have a problem. So you have kind of this collision of all these different things that have to be in the right proportion in order to create that holistic solution. So specifically when it comes to, you know, cultivating an environment where we can have strong families, we need to make sure that that, quite frankly, you know, our children feel safe in the public education system. I've got two daughters, I mentioned, you know, 7-year-old
right.
and 4-year-old, and there's no way I will ever want them to have to compete against a biological male on a sports team. It's not fair to them, and it's completely contrary to any of the supposed feminist ideals that people have, and it's physically dangerous. Additionally, you know, when you have, you know, young daughters going to school, you want them to be able to focus on getting a quality education and pursuing their dreams. You don't want them worried about whether or not they're going to share a changing room with a biological male. And so those are really important components. You need to make sure that we can let children be children. And those aren't things that should be controversial to be said. You know, children need to be able to go to school, get a quality education, and be told how to think, not told what to think. And those are all critical for that.
Well, I would have to say something that always comes to mind from my grandmother, who was a very wise lady and a very country lady, but when something was just out of whack, like the two things you just mentioned, my grandmother would say, that just ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting. And well, it just ain't fitting to want to have people change in the same locker room. So what about
sure.
limited government? Tell me your philosophy on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to start off with, as a society, we've spent a lot of time talking about our individual rights. But at the same time, if we want rights, we also have to embrace the fact that there's the other side of that coin, which is personal responsibility. And when we have a community that embraces the notion of individual responsibility and taking care of our family units, taking care of our neighbors, taking care of the community, then we're able to have a limited government approach instead of having the government have further and further, you know, expanding reach and more government programs that, by the way, increase the cost of government. And in order to, you know, to pay for that, then you end up with, you know, whether it's increased inflation due to federal printing of money or here at the state, you know, with increased taxes. That's part of the affordable living component. You know, we need to be able to make sure that that we embrace that responsibility as individual citizens.
Well, let me ask you this. Being a citizen of Huntsville, both in the military for 4 years and then left and then came back, and now having been here for almost 20 years, I can just compare Huntsville to Birmingham when I was down
right
there,
uh-huh,
where the government was absolutely 100% broke. It's just, let's see how many cousins we can get jobs. But up here, to me, our government is, at least our municipal government, is ran by business people, mm-hmm, engineers, and ex-military.
Sure.
So is there anything really up here that you think is broken in North Alabama that you can make a difference with, or do you just want to maintain the status quo?
Well, it's an important question. First of all, I'd like to say that there is such thing as being strangled by one's own success. And so all of the growth and opportunities that we've had have been because we've had such a good, effective coalition running things. Now, that being said, as you experience the uptick in population from that success, you begin to kind of outgrow the current infrastructure shell that you've been existing in for so long. So, you know, we lost, let's see here, last year we lost out on a new FBI training facility. We had the railroad bridge in South Huntsville that collapsed. That was, I think, in July of last year. You know, you've got the 565 Memorial Parkway interchange that was rated an F because of safety. And so you have all of these things that have gotten us to this point, but what really has to happen, and this is really the role of a representative, their job is to go down to Montgomery, to advocate for the people, and then to bring home those dollars back to their home district. And the problem that we have with having a Democrat in that position with a Republican supermajority is that our representative is unfortunately not able to do that. And so that's why we have to get that seat back. We have too many important moving parts that we have to have work in sync together.
Well, I will say this. One thing I absolutely concur with is your description of the 565 Memorial Park. What a disaster that is. That just, I don't know, whoever designed that was not present in school the day they gave out common sense. So.
Well, just so you know, when it was originally built, that interchange was designed for 50, I believe it was 55 or 56,000 trips per day. And right now it's over 150 or 250, something like that. So it is well past what it was ever designed for. But take a look at, you know, here's another interesting one for you. From the time that civil engineers draft a plan, it'll take 10 years before people are ever able to drive on those roads. Mm-hmm. And think of how much we've changed in 10 years. So we have so much ground that we have to catch up on. We can't really afford to waste any time with somebody that can't actually work with the Republican supermajority in Montgomery.
Well, along those same lines, one thing, you know, I've lived in quite a few places in my life, and it seems like one thing that, I don't know how it could happen, but if light rail were ever to be able to connect downtown Huntsville to downtown Madison, it seems like that would just be a win-win.
Sure. All you need to do is talk to Gavin Newsom and tell him that we need a new rail project. I'm sure he'll get it built for us, you know, lickety split.
Well, what is he, a rail guy?
No. They have the infamous rail failure over in California, and it's years and years and billions of dollars over budget. You know, just increased regulation will kill anything.
One other thing you mentioned. Well, do we need to go ahead and take a break, Brian? It looks like we're right up on it.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and talk to Aaron a little more?
Okay, folks. And hey, if you run out to the street with a handful of change, put a quarter in the payphone, give us a call, 256-382-0724. We'd love to hear from you. Back in a few.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well to try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials for you to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. A cold night ahead of us across the Tennessee Valley. We'll see temperatures fall into single digits for some, while the rest remain in the lower teens. Heading into Tuesday, a little bit of a warm up, but high temperatures only warming into the mid to upper 30s for the afternoon. Expect to see plenty of sunshine.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. I love that patriotic music. That's what I directed or asked Brian to put as our bumper music. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN 97.7.2 on your HD radio dial, or you can go get the app. Just go to the App Store and download Talk Radio WZZN, and you can put it in your pocket. Take it with you when you go fishing. Do whatever you want to do. I don't guess anybody's fishing today, though.
Imagine that. Bill asked a former marching band kid for music for his show.
And also, if you want, we've got some time to take phone calls. I know it's a good day to do that. 256-382-0724. And I'm still joined here in studio with Aaron Thomas, who's running for District 10, a very important race in the state of Alabama. And Aaron, I'm just going to share something with our audience I just shared with you. Aaron asked, as often people do when they're getting interviewed on the radio, how am I doing? And I said, well, you're doing real good. And there's three reasons. I said, number one, you're obviously a very intelligent man. Number two, you have a good command of the issues. And number three, you speak with articulation and eloquency. So those are pretty good. That's a good three good things for a candidate for office to have.
Well, awesome. I would just say this, that the real test is when I walk home, or when I walk through the front door when I get home, and I look at my wife and I ask her how I did. She's kind of the biggest supporter and biggest critic, and she's always there to give me as much feedback as I can possibly get.
Are you sure that's your wife? That sounds like my wife.
Maybe it's just wives in general.
But hey, somebody's got to tell you the truth.
Sure.
And I'm glad to hear that. So let's go back to a little further discussion of some of the issues in Alabama. One thing I think everybody in here is really, it's a big deal to everybody. And that's on one of your points is in developing economic opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's happening here. You know, Lilly just came in. There's all, my gosh, drive out 565 towards the interstate and just take a look left and right and see what all's happening out there. How can the state representative help further that? Because there's still room. As I tell people this, I used to work with some of the folks in Birmingham with the housing industry, and they said, oh, you know, we're grown out. There's nothing we can do, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, when you leave somewhere and fly off in an airport, just look down, and you'll see that there's still a lot of room for a lot of stuff to happen.
That's true. Well, but so you can have the physical room, but then you also need to consider the impact that's going to have on the power grid, for instance. You have to figure out your utilities, the rest of the ecosystem. How's broadband looking? Can you expand across the board? And then beyond that, you also have to take a look at workforce development and things like that. But I would just say this, you know, right now we have to focus, we have to walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. It's not good enough for us to focus on Wall Street issues. We also have to focus on Main Street issues. And so when you have people that are looking at increased property values and things like that, that's great. But you also have to make sure that you have families that can afford to pay rent. And you have to make sure that your small business environment is also complementary to the larger businesses that are moving into the area as well. So, for instance, when you have the next Mazda Toyota coming in, one of the things that they're going to be doing is they're going to be taking a look at, well, where are employers going to be living? Where are they going to be putting their kids in school? What are the movie theaters? What are the restaurants around? And so you have to have a business climate that works not just for the larger manufacturers or those businesses, but also the small businesses as well. And it has to go all the way down to the individual workers as well, making sure that everybody has a good community where they can grow up and thrive.
You know, you mentioned one thing, and last week during our first week of operations here, I had John Olszewski. I don't know if you know John, he's former city councilman, and now he worked for years with Huntsville Utilities, and he addressed the power grid thing. And I'd never thought of that before. He said, that is a big deal. He said, but we think we're going to be okay. But Do you think we're going to be okay with everything going in Madison? That's power lines, underground utilities, natural gas, which is not really used much. Do we have an issue with the power grid, or is that okay?
Well, I think when you start taking a look at, do we have rolling brownouts or blackouts right now? The answer is no. And so the short answer would be no. However, if you take a look at, you know, the different economic opportunities that we've missed out on because of power draw, for instance, data centers that we can't have move here because they would pull the entire power consumption of the city of Huntsville in one go, different things like that. Yeah, we're missing out on opportunities just because the infrastructure can't expand to keep up with that. And so, you know, it's going to take, again, we've got a great coalition of civic leaders, county leaders, and a great Republican apparatus up here, and support within the caucus to make sure that we have the resources that we need. We've just got to make sure that we have a clear vision moving forward, and we continue to expand. Because again, it's not that we've failed. It's that we're kind of being strangled by our own success. Now we're having to say no to some potential opportunities just because of the infrastructure strain.
And you know that is a problem, but I guess it's a good problem to have.
Oh, it is, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Normally, I tell people I'm going to give you the magic wand, and I'm going to give you the magic Bill Crawford magic wand, and it's going to grant you three wishes to change something here in our area, or to make something better, or at least not to make something that's bad go worse. So let me have the first wave of the magic wand.
Well, first wave of the magic wand, I would say to begin with, you know, when I'm going out and I'm talking to people, on the campaign trail, there was one lady, her name's Ava, she's got four children. And she said one of the biggest issues that she's got right now is her rent and her credit card bill come due basically at around the same time. And with all the different, expenses that she's got, she's kind of having a hard time making it. So if I could wave the magic wand to start off with, I would say we need to figure out how to increase the number of homes and or apartments that are being built in the area.
Because affordable homes.
Affordable, yes. Yeah. Yes. Because, you know, when you're building $300,000 homes, that's great. But that's not necessarily a price point that's accessible to everybody. And so you need, in order for you to have a community that's really involved from the top down, that's working for everybody, you've got to make sure that people have an opportunity to own part of that community. So we've got to make sure that people have a seat at the table.
By the way, mm-hmm. I had the realtors and the home builders on my show last week and found out that the average price of a home in North Alabama is $340,000. In Huntsville, Madison County, it's $360,000.
Wow.
And that, you know, think about, I know growing up in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, if somebody had a $100,000 house, they were the richest man in town.
Sure.
So that is true. You know, you can have all this great stuff, but if people can't come here and have a place to live, then what difference does it make?
Yeah, absolutely. Economically, we need to avoid having a tale of two cities where one section of the economy is growing and thriving, and then the other is kind of stagnating. The second wave of the wand, like I said, it takes 10 years for us to have a road actually built from the time of city engineers and civil engineers draw it up to when people are able to drive on it. In a perfect world, I'd love to figure out how we can get that time cut significantly because we need all the help. We need all the help that we can get. We really, really do.
I couldn't agree more. But what we're going to do now, Brian, I think we have a caller for Aaron. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. My name is Will Bradley, and I'm calling in to ask Aaron, where does he fall and what's his position on the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, your activities in North Alabama? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. To start off with, we have to make sure that people are following the law. We are a nation of laws, and so if the first act that somebody has in joining our communities or our nations is a violation of federal law, then we obviously have an issue. I absolutely think that we need to be able to follow all the laws. Otherwise, it's really just a free-for-all.
I think that's a good answer. And I think, Brian, that's going to take us up to our break, and then we'll come back in a minute and wrap it up with Aaron. Does that sound okay?
You
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
The state's largest orthopedic group is growing to meet the needs of the patients in our community. The Orthopedic Center has long been the most trusted name in orthopedics in North Alabama. So as our area continues on the fast track, so does the need for premier orthopedic care anywhere and anytime you need it. TOC is proud to announce the opening of our new locations in Albertville and Hampton Cove, along with the grand opening of our newest office in Decatur. These clinics will offer the same high-quality orthopedic care you have come to associate with TOC, with the convenience of being closer to home. As a patient, your time is your most precious asset, and we recognize that at TOC. That's why we are also proud to announce the opening of our urgent ortho clinics to handle those bumps and bruises that need prompt attention. These clinics are available to care for acute orthopedic injuries with no appointment necessary. With 38 physicians, 20 centers of excellence, and now more than a dozen locations to serve you, TOC will continue to be the name you turn to for the best orthopedic care at the right time. Visit our website at visittoc.com for more information. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, now with Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur, where we're jump starting January with low rates, low payments, and low prices on a great selection of new Fords. Right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 customer cash on 25 F-150s, or choose $4,000 in total rebates instead. We've got new 25 Explorers with 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 in total cash. Get 4.9% financing for 60 months on your choice of any new 25 Ford Bronco. Or choose a $2,000 customer cash bonus to get a new 25 Bronco Sport starting at under $29,000. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. We hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All offers on select new Ford models with your good credit. Bronco Sport stock number example 27715T. See us for all the details.
At Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, it's not just what we do, it's who we are. Founded in 2003 by Huntsville natives Scott Johnson and Todd Hayes, Johnson & Hayes brings exceptional care to every patient through an all-star team of highly trained physical therapists. From sports performance to post-op rehab, dizziness, women's health, and more. With seven locations across North Alabama, expert care is always close to home. Learn more at johnsonandhayes.com. Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, where extraordinary care meets exceptional outcomes.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Folks, welcome back. Welcome. Welcome back to the final segment.
Easy for you to say.
The Point. What's that?
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Final segment of The Point with Bill Crawford and special guest in studio, Aaron Brooks. One of my favorite songs playing in the background. That's Till the Last Man Dies. That's Trace Atkins and the West Point Glee Club. It brings a tear to your eye if you ever watch it. So, Aaron, thank you for coming here today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Give us a little more on your philosophy on government. We never got to the third wave of the one.
Sure. Well, okay, going back to the third wave, we covered infrastructure and some of those things. And I guess the third wave that I would say is we need to make sure that as a community, we're focused on helping each other out. You know, back in 2011, when we had the tornadoes roll through, you know, we as a community, we didn't really wait for FEMA or a whole bunch of other folks to come in and help us out. You know, as a community, we pulled together, and I think before the final tornadoes rolled through, we had people hopping in pickup trucks with chainsaws and going and clearing debris. I can remember my older brother had a friend that worked at Publix, and so through basically a game of telephone with spotty cell phone reception, we communicated to our neighbors which Publix had ice and which one was out and different things like that. And really we came together as a community. And ultimately, when you think about the concept of governance, when individual citizens are taking responsibility not only for ourselves but for each other, and we're coming together united with a sense of purpose, there's really nothing that we can't do. And so I hope that as we continue to grow and thrive as Rocket City, that we keep kind of that small town feel where we focus not necessarily on the hot button issues of the day in politics, but we recognize that there's a human that's divine, sacred, made in the image of an almighty God that's living next to us, and that their life has value and meaning. And I want to make sure that, you know, the things that I contribute to and in a perfect world, God willing, our actions all contribute to that increase in lifestyle for everybody.
Well, we have a good lifestyle in here, but there's no saying that we haven't reached the finish line, I guess.
No, we haven't.
We have not reached the finish line, and the finish line, almost like the old donkey with the carrot in front of its nose, it needs to keep extending. You know, we need not to ever just roll up our sleeves and say, that's it, we're done. Huntsville's good to go.
Because yeah, absolutely.
It can always be improved upon. So let me give you, Brian, how much time have we got left?
Oh, we got about 90 seconds or so. And I do have a follow-up based on what you just said.
Yes, sir.
And to tying into what we had with our phone caller in the last segment, where do you stand as far as the immigration? Where do you stand on the what seems to be the lack of due process on a lot of these people that are being arrested?
Well, I think that there are two sides of the coin here. First of all, the question is whether or not the court system that we have, where we've promised citizens a right to a speedy and fair trial, also extends to people who are not citizens. And that's the component that really needs to be addressed there. When it comes to immigration judges and things like that, I think that they're already increasing the number of those exponentially, trying to increase that throughput. But again, if you come here illegally and your first action is a violation of U.S. federal law, and you've also committed crimes that we know of here in the country, then there needs to be a speedy process to make sure that we're not endangering the people that we have here who are citizens.
But you do commit to due process.
Yeah, as much as is possible, for sure.
Fantastic.
All right, well, hey, Aaron, we're about to get out of here. Brian said 90 seconds. You just about killed it. Give them your last word. Why should they vote for you?
Well, I've been a part of the community since 1999, and like I said, all of my businesses are here, but most importantly, my family and children are here, and I'm going to be committed to the community because that's where everything that I hold near and dear is.
And with that, I will say this, my closing, I always say, Graham Allison said, no matter where you stand depends on where you sit. You may sit on the right side of the boat, you may sit on the left side of the boat, but we're all in the same boat, and we need to make sure the boat doesn't sink. We got to work together. And Aaron, thank you for coming.
Absolutely,
and
my pleasure.
And we're out of here, back tomorrow. Enjoyed it today. We're gone.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.